It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Friday the 29th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Today, shoppers are expected to spend over $600 billion. $82 billion of that will be online, but a nice little chunk of that number might actually happen not at Walmart.com, etc., but on the link posting website Reddit. With a nickname like the front page of the internet, Reddit.com does pretty well in online traffic on a regular day. But in recent years, website administrators noticed a Black Friday spike. Now Reddit has a record-breaking gift exchange, and this year it will be streaming 8 hours of live and pre-taped Black Friday variety show content. Reddit's general manager Eric Martin is here to talk about it. Eric, thanks for joining us.
Hello.
First, let's talk about the gifting program, because I think that's kind of interesting. How many years have you been doing this?
Right. So we have been holding our own Secret Santa exchange, gift exchange for, this is the fourth year.
Mm-hmm.
People secretly get matched with someone else and find them a gift, except we do it with 100,000 people in 156 countries.
Wow.
We hold multiple Guinness World Records for the largest Secret Santa exchange.
Tell me about this all-day thing that is happening today, Black Friday streaming extravaganza. What is this?
We wanted to bring all of the spectacle and chaos of the Black Friday retail experience to the safety and comfort of people's own homes. So we are doing an 8-hour live stream, which will be on ReddiGifts.com. And we're going to actually sort of sell some nice products. But we also have comedians, musical guests. So it's really just going to be, you know, it's going to be kind of fun, kind of a throwback to sort of variety holiday shows of yore.
Give me a tiny little preview of the celebrities involved.
Arnold Schwarzenegger took his tank. He has a tank.
Of course he does.
Of course he does. Out of his garage for a special project that he is doing that we'll be showing that. We also have Mr. Stephen Colbert, some footage of him in a classroom of students as part of we're also making this sort of a fundraiser for donorschoose.org.
It seems like the Reddit community is kind of spreading its wings into things beyond the daily Reddit grind.
Yeah, I mean, we like doing sort of big projects, partly just because it's fun, but also these big projects provide us a way to sort of highlight and have fun with all sorts of different aspects of the Reddit community.
Eric Martin is Reddit's general manager. Eric, thank you very much.
Thanks.
You know what happens at the end of the week by now, right? Silicon Tally, the game where I and a worthy adversary try and stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news. Today, it's Cory Doctorow, awesome science fiction author and co-editor of the group blog Boing Boing. Cory, you ready to play?
I guess I'm as ready as I could be.
Okay. I'll start. 23 pairs of chromosomes.
Yeah, so there's something going on with the FDA cracking down on 23andMe.
Yes.
The company that will sequence your genome and then patent anything that they find in it.
Okay, you got a number for me?
Sure. 147 million.
Can you give me the unit of measure?
Dollars.
The price that one of the Snapchat co-founders thinks their dog is worth? I don't know.
No, it was a Titanic mysterious Bitcoin transaction. 194,993 Bitcoins changed hands.
Whoa.
Or maybe didn't change hands. So it may have just been one person shuffling his money around between his or her many identities.
Okay, I got a number for you. 100,000 pets.
How many Commodores were sold to school districts across America before they went to the C64?
This is a very good and techie guess, but it's actually the number of pets that will be adoptable at the launch of allpaws.com, the self-described OKCupid of pet adoption.
It sounds like a perfectly bestial notion.
All right, so you got another number for me?
50,000.
50,000 what?
Networks.
The number of networks that the NSA spliced cable on in the last 4 weeks?
Very close. It's the number of networks that the NSA and the British spy agency GCHQ infected with their sleeper agent malware. That's the size of their botnet.
when they finally finish telling all of these NSA stories, we're going to need an index just to understand all of the different programs they used.
Actually, the Electronic Frontier Foundation has that index. There's just been a couple of dozen released so far. This is the story that's going to keep on giving.
Do you have any thoughts on it as a science fiction writer? I mean, were you surprised as this started to come out?
I wouldn't have guessed that cryptographers, because the NSA has some of the world's best cryptographers working for them, that they would embark on a deliberate program of sabotage against cryptographic standards. Weakening the security of the entire internet, that's just beyond the pale.
Cory Doctorow is a science fiction author, co-editor of Boing Boing. Cory, thanks for playing along, man.
My pleasure. Thanks.
Cory Doctorow, a man techie enough to think that Commodore computers might be considered pets. Don't forget to check out our online version of Silicon Tally in quiz format. It's at marketplacetech.org. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.